Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 187 on October the 9th, 2021. I'm your host, Derek, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on ChemoCentryx, Inc., the ultra-short 20-year Treasury bond ETF, and BP, British Petroleum. And we discussed three new trades this week on Ring Energy, Inc., Hut 8 Mining, and Bank of America. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets this week ended the week slightly higher than last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 419 points, ending at 34,746 points. The S&P 500 index inched 34 points higher, closing the week at 4,391 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And I get a kick out of giving these topics. I'm just going to put a little plug. If there are any questions that you guys have, I love answering questions on this topic of the week. And if there's anything particularly that you're not getting or that you really would love an explanation of and you think it might be good for the topic of the week, feel free to email it. Send it to me. Let me know that you're thinking of that as a suggestion for the topic of the week. And you might be surprised. I might go ahead and record it. So this week, we're talking about something that is near and dear to me, and that's cleaning the slate. So earlier this week, I was looking at several of my option positions, and I made the decision to close a couple of trades that were not making me money, right? And they were like borderline or slight losers. And I was like, I'm just going to close it. Then I decided to tweak the trades, you know, changing them into other trades that would span multiple strikes and different expiration months. And then it happened. I decided to just close everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I closed positions that were making me money. I closed a couple trades that had lost money. I refrained from putting on any new trades at that moment. I just exited stage left. Then I took a deep breath in and a nice exhale. See, every now and then, it's good to close all of your positions and start fresh with a clean book. It's easy to keep adding to and subtracting from positions, leaving you with this jumbled mess. Even if the mess is making you money, it's nice to have a clean position sometimes. One of the challenges of trading for a company is that you never get to have a clean slate. You never get back to having a clean book. You always have open positions on. The risk is always there, ever present. And as a self-employed trader, I gave myself the gift of clarity. I can afford the gift of clarity. For me, it started with closing out all of my positions. Someone listening to me right now may have a giant mess of trades that they can't make any sense of, even if it's making them money. You might feel forced to stay in trades. Today, I'm just suggesting that the gift of no position might make you a better trader. I definitely feel better for it. Remember, this is a race of endurance. Always trade to trade another day. That might mean closing all of your open positions at some point and relaxing for a couple of days so you just start fresh. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's get into the trade review from last week. And it was a pretty good week for trades if you guys were following personally. We'll start off with the covered call on ChemoCentryx, Inc. Symbol C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, X as in X-ray, I as in India. At the time, the stock was trading for $18.38 per share. We looked at buying stock and selling the October 20 call at $5.20, hoping for a maximum return of 37.11% in 2 weeks. Well, ChemoCentryx stock exploded $13.40 higher, ending the week at $38.41 per share. the call option we sold is now in the money, ultimately leaving us with our full expected trade value for the week. This trade will net $6.82, which is a return of 37% on capital and for 2 weeks of risk. If you close the trade out now without letting the option expire on Friday, you will still net $6.63 of profit. Clearly, this trade worked, and it's always nice to catch these sorts of pops in the market. We spoke a few weeks ago about the possibility of adding to the total profit by rolling the strike of the call option higher. It all just depends on the math, so if the math works, do it. Otherwise, no adjustments are needed for this one. We found a winner. Next up, we have the credit spread. We looked at the ultra short 20-year Treasury bond ETF, symbol TBT, T as in Tango, B as in Bravo, T as in Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $18.05 per share. I looked at selling the October 18, 17 half put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Well, the ultra short 20-year bond ETF ended the week 84 cents higher, closing the week at $18.89 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now even more out-of-the-money. And with only 1 week left before expiration, this spread looks like it will expire worthless, allowing us to keep our full expected profit on the trade. So no adjustments are needed at this point. This also was a good trade. And just to knock out three for three, we'll dive into the debit spread on BP, British Petroleum, symbol B as in Bravo, P as in Papa. At the time when we looked at the trade, the stock was trading for $27.60. I looked at buying that October 27, 27 half call spread, paying 32 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 18 cents, which would be a 56.25% return in 2 weeks. Well, BP shares gained $1.27 per share this week, closing the week at $28.87 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now even more in the money, and the spread is roughly 13 cents higher on the week. But at this point, it looks like it will expire fully in the money in 5 days. That will allow us to gain the full 18 cents of profit, which is 56.25% return in 2 weeks. And just like we mentioned, rolling the strike higher on the call spread for the covered call, really, that also is possible for this one. You could possibly roll the short strike higher, allowing you to have a larger than 50 cents wide spread, which would also give you the possibility to capture a little bit more real profit in terms of capital. So it's all a matter of doing the math and making sure it all works out. So that's it for last week's trades. And if you remember, October options expiration is this upcoming Friday, October the 15th. So last week was our last time using the October expiration month. This week and going forward for the next few weeks, we will definitely be in the month of November. So we're going to start off with the covered call. Looking at Ring Energy Inc., symbol R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, I as in India. The stock ended the week at $3.91 per share. I'm looking at buying stock, even though this is a penny stock for sure, but I'm looking at buying stock and selling the November 4 call at 45 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 13.81% in 6 weeks. Well, you enter this trade by buying REI stock for $3.91 and selling the November 4 call at 45 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $4 per share. The break-even price is $3.46. And in real terms, the stock purchase will require $391 and you would collect $45 per share for selling the option. Our next trade is a credit spread. We're looking at Hut 8 Mining, symbol H as in hotel, U as in uniform, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $10.43 per share. I'm looking at selling the November 9-8 put spread at 34 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread. And just as a side note, this spread is fully out of the money right now. I did look at the 10-9, the November $10, $9 put spread as well. You can capture more money, but it does put you a little closer to being kind of your, it's more like an at the money, puts you closer to being at risk of a, of the spread ending up in the money, which would create a loss for us. So, but you enter this trade by selling the November 9 put at 97 cents and buying the November 8 put for 63 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $9 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $8.66, and in real terms, you would collect $34 per spread that you sell and have $66 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread looking at Bank of America, symbol B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $44.34, and I'm looking at buying the November 43-44 call spread for 67 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 33 cents, which is just slightly under 50% return in 6 weeks. It's 49.25% return. And if you guys have been listening to the show, you've heard me return to Bank of America a few times. I like Bank of America. I feel like the options are priced well, and there always seems to be a trade that's worthwhile, like a good trade that's worthwhile in that company's options. So it's one of my go-tos. I could have a trade on B of A every week, but you guys would get bored with me. So I just figure I sprinkle them in occasionally, and this week we're getting that. So you entered this trade by buying the November 43 call for $2.46 and concurrently selling the November 44 call at $1.79. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread. This trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $44 per share. The break-even price is $43.67 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $67 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $33 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Kind of short and sweet. Whenever we have three winners like we did on the trade review, it makes for a shorter show because I don't have to explain kind of how to avoid losing as much. But I will say, as much as I love winning, and I do, if you've listened to the show, you guys know that. And trading also tends to attract people who are a bit competitive, and I definitely qualify for that. But I like having an occasional loss on the show, just because it really does put me more in teaching mode. And you guys get to hear how I would adjust the trade to try to either get back to even or reduce the risk and avoid taking on the maximum loss. So those are the most valuable shows, but it's also most valuable for me personally when all three trades are winners. So that's it. If you got in those trades, fantastic. But again, this show is meant to simply be educational. I appreciate you guys listening and following along with me each week. 187 shows just sort of blows my mind, and several of you have been here from the start. So thanks so much. Thank you for sharing the show as well. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.